All right, Micah, shut up. We have important stuff to do here. Why don't you go watch TV?
He doesn't want to. This is much more entertaining.
Okay.
Or Dick.
This is Zach Newkirk, and I'm here with Blaine Schwacki. And we are going to review a movie we saw yesterday. Maybe we won't really review it. Let's just talk about it.
Critique?
Let's just critique it. If you want to email the podcast, it's feudalpodcast@gmail.com or something like that. I don't know.
Man,
Ian usually says this part. I don't know of this stuff. Yesterday, I really wanted to see In the Name of the King. So I called Blaine and I said, Blaine, let's go see In the Name of the King. And he's like,
It wasn't even playing. He said,
it's not even playing because... here in Humboldt County, we don't really get
good movies or movies when
they
come out.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided we would go see National Treasure 2, better known as National Treasure Book of Secrets.
The Book of Secrets.
Just National Treasure Book of Secrets.
But it's the Book of Secrets.
But it's the name of the movie is National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Is it really?
Yes.
Not the Book of Secrets?
No.
So there's another Book of Secrets out there?
No, it's just, I mean, you take the out. You know what they do with movie titles?
Yeah.
You take a the out, and it makes it snappier.
Oh, okay.
There's this movie called For Love of the Game.
Uh-huh. For Love of Game? Is that what it's
called?
Well,
no. They were calling it For the Love of the Game, and they're like, that's too many these. And so one comedian made fun of it that it was called For Love of Game, or like For Love Game. So you just take out all the, you know, all those words. And
yeah.
Anyway, National Treasure.
Book of Secrets.
How about this? You remember the first movie. Why don't you sum up the first movie really quickly?
The first movie, there was a lot of running around, looking for treasure, much like the second movie. There was a...
What are they trying to find in the first movie?
A national treasure.
What was it?
It was just a...
Wasn't it just more gold?
Oh, yeah, it was, gold.
It literally was national treasure, right?
Yeah, it was
It was a whole bunch of treasure that, Benjamin Franklin hid in a mine shaft.
From, throughout the world, like Egypt and all over.
Who put it there?
The Freemasons.
That's right, the Freemasons, which were all the early Americans, because everyone in the world was Freemasons before the 1900s.
Yeah, it wasn't a secret. Yep. It was a common thing.
National, they should have called it. Okay, that's stupid. Anyway, so they do a bunch of treasure hunting, and it turns out that they found some treasure. And then apparently they're famous. How rich do you think they would have been?
Because they had a little joke thing at the end of the first one that, they would have been, billionaires, but then Gates was like, it was too much money, and he's like, well, you could have had a bigger house, and that's what Riley Poole said. And then he drove off in his Ferrari.
Riley Poole being... the computer
genius
hacker sidekick, who is actually retarded, as I'll point out. Okay, so...
He was the same way in the first one.
Yeah, he was. The first thing you got to realize is that these movies are purportedly for kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like PG Disney movies.
And that's why they had Abraham Lincoln get shot in the back of the head.
I know.
Head.
So National Treasure 2, or National Treasure : Book of Secrets, directed by the same guy, still produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. It starts with, like most Disney movies, the Lincoln assassination. It begins with Lincoln and, at first it starts with, it's just an old ye olde pube, and a tall, stately looking tough walking through the streets. Makes his way into this crumbly old saloon, and there's plenty of gentlemen in 1800s garb in there, and he brushes past a few of them, and he meets up with some guy, and they go to this table in the back, and there's this guy with some big old sideburns and his kid.
Was it Thomas Gates? Is that what his name was?
Thomas Gates, yeah. Who is the great-great-grandfather of...
Great-great-great, I think.
Well, because he was... He was the great grandfather of the dad of John Voight.
Okay.
And the great 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 grandfather.
Yeah.
No, the great great grandfather of of Benjamin Gates. Ben Gates. Bill Gates. And so what happens is these two guys come up and they say, we need you to solve this thing.
It's an Affendorf. No.
It wasn't Affendorf. It was some other sort of cipher.
Cipher.
In fact, ciphers. It was a Playfair cipher.
Oh.
And he starts to write it. Yeah. And when one guy looks at the tall, stately gentleman and goes, hey, don't you have something to do right now? And he's like, yeah, that's right. And he goes and he assassinates the president. Turns out he was John Wilkes Booth. And he jumps down on his thing and jumps down the stage.
And he yells something.
Yells, like, Sic Semper Tyrannis, which is the Latin phrase that everyone yells when they shoot Lincoln. And then it goes to present day. No, then it goes back to the bar, the saloon, where Ben Gates is like,
to do.
Hey, man, this is totally about some, this is like, I'm unraveling this thing. It's about, doesn't he say it's about the gold?
Right yeah, then? It's about the gold. And
he said it's about a city of gold.
The Confederate Army's trying to get the gold.
Yeah,
which
and this guy's like, then he looks up and sees that this guy is wearing this thing, like Knights of the Golden Cross, which was like, I think it was kind of like the KKK almost or something.
Pretty much.
It was something like that. Super, super far left Confederate guys. And they were like, or far right Confederate
They're traitors
guys. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
To the Union.
And so this guy shoots Thomas Gates.
Yeah.
And then they take off.
And the kid's like, no.
The kid's like, no, daddy. And then the dad says something. We really shouldn't like rehash it to all the, because it's one of those movies that's so confusing and complicated, even though it's like done for kids, you know, like all the ciphers and stuff. Like it's PG. Mm-hmm. It started with a Goofy short, which was terrible.
It was so long.
You looked over me a few times and you looked really depressed.
I was like pissed off.
First, they had like 8 commercials.
Our movie didn't start until like 30 minutes.
It took like 30 minutes for the movie. Our movie. our special personal movie that was made just for us.
It was.
So
I'd like to think it was.
We get to the actual present times, and Ben Gates, Nicolas Cage, with the worst wig I've ever seen. They like it has no sideburns on it. That's how bad the wig is. They cut his hair off like an inch above the ear.
It was like,
he looked terrible.
Yeah.
He looked
it was
awful
like really. It was supposed to be a long styled haircut, but it was really short.
Nicolas Cage might be the ugliest actor in the world. What do you think?
I think he just bothers me.
He bothers me
just with his tone and what, like his whole. It's the whole package.
And he's got that like really smug.
Yeah,
way he talks.
He's
yeah.
so smug.
He's super smug. So he he's teaching. He's yelling at some people in a crowd. He's doing some seminar, and that's how. My great-grandpa, great-great-grandpa got shot by some Confederate guys.
Yep.
The end. And then Ed Harris stands up in the crowd and goes, actually, your great-grandpa was
a conspirator.
He helped kill Lincoln. And he goes, no! And they get all pissed. And then he comes down and explains to them that he's got a piece of paper.
Yep.
And they set it up like, wait, there's got to be more to it, right? Turns out there isn't. Ed Harris just wants some treasure. like more to it, like there's some secret reason why he never came forth with this piece of paper. The secret reason is just that he finally realized one. Like, he probably realized.
No, he probably bought it at an auction.
Well, it said he was a black market antiques dealer. I think they said that at one point. No. Black market dealer.
There was something, though.
Mitch Wilkinson. He comes forward and he says, here's how it happened. The day before he went to the seminar, he found his piece of paper, and he was like, oh, crap, this is from the John Wilkes Booth diary. I should go get Thomas.
It
I
must
should go
have been
get Benjamin
down.
Gates.
Remember? Because he was a direct descendant of, like, a Confederate.
He was a direct descendant of, like, General Pike from the Confederacy.
It's so convenient that, like, all these descendants
get,
they
all
like,
have descendants of people. I'm descended from Robert E. Lee, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not descended.
I thought I was waiting for you to say that you were too.
I can't best you.
Oh yeah, I'm related to King David. So anyway, they start going on this treasure hunt, right? They're like, yeah, this looks like it's gonna be a sweet treasure hunt.
Yeah, they're like, the only way we can prove him wrong is if we find this treasure.
Yeah. So the sidekick, what's his name, Riley?
Yeah, Riley Poole.
Riley, I love that you know their full names. And stuff.
I have to say their first and last
name. So Riley Poole, we find him first because he's trying to sell his book. Mm-hmm. That's his whole thing in this movie, is my book. He wants people to respect him.
He's
as
comic
an equal
relief,
to,
yeah.
to Ben Gates.
Yeah.
So he wrote this book called, like, Treasure Hunter or something like that, and how he found...
It was like conspiracy
how he
something.
Found all the treasure from the first movie, right?
Yeah.
And everyone keeps going, hey, are you Ben Gates? And he's like, no, I'm Riley Poole. And they're like, who the hell is Riley Poole? And
he's like, I'm really Ben Gates.
Yeah. And then, so there's some hot chicks, and they all think he's Ben Gates, and he's not. And then his car gets towed, which is a Lamborghini or something like that.
It was a Ferrari.
Ferrari. And it's red and stuff. And so he's like, no, because they took it because he owes... There's this one line where he tells Ben Gates, he's like, and he doesn't seem that upset. He's like, hey, man, where's your Ferrari? He's like, they towed it. And they're like, what happened? He's like, well, apparently there's a lot of taxes for the $5 million I got. And he's like, turns out the taxes for $5 million is $6 million. And then everyone's like, chirp, 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 because it wasn't funny. And then, so he tells Riley, listen, man, I need you to help me. And he's like, all right, I apparently has nothing else to do. So the only time he actually ends up using his computer hacking skills, besides them breaking into, like, Queen Victoria's
Buckingham Palace, Ben Gates'
is breaking into Ben Gates' girlfriend's house.
He was basically useless.
Yeah. Like, that's all he does. He's like, and then, so they get the girlfriend, whose thing is she's angry at him because he...
Yeah, that was so unnecessary.
Well, they all have to have a thing, right?
I guess.
The father's thing is... John Voight's thing is that he's, like, old and crazy, and he doesn't... The mother is involved, too. You notice how many big actors are in this? They way overpaid for the cast. John Voight,
because they knew
Ed
they
Harris,
make money from it.
Nick Cage. I'm not going to say that that Kruger lady is who plays his girlfriend is super famous. She was, like, Helen of Troy in Troy. And, of course, she was in National Treasure 1.
Ooh.
You know, that lady that, Helen Mirren was the mom. So anyway, like, they've all got this thing. They all decide they're going to go get this. They're going to go find, because they get that piece of paper from Ed Harris, or they get a copy of it, and they find out that it has a secret cipher on it.
Yeah.
And the cipher says La Belay or some crap. The guy who invented the Statue of Liberty and made, like, 9 of them.
So they go to Paris.
Then they go to... From Paris, they figure something out. They go to England. They break into Buckingham Palace using some skullduggery and buttfuckery. they get there, and they're like, you know. And they make fun of British people really bad, you pointed
out.
Yeah.
They're explaining. What do they say? Like, British people, they do, like, every British, you know, like, thing that Americans, you know.
Yeah.
Like how if you imitate a British person talking, it's like something... Maybe they do really talk like that. I don't know. I've never seen a British person, but they seem like stereotypical
game?
British people.
That erases my game that I played halfway through.
But did you notice that at all, or is it just
no?
Me?
Totally. And they all said, like, they were like, "Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Where's the telly at? Why don't you sit down right here, cool your heels?" Like, they all had the most stereotypical.
Oh, and when he was sliding down the banister, he was like, "Dismount, dismount."
Yeah,
I was like,
they really made.
Like,
and then,
nice.
And then right
it's
before that in Paris, the French bicycle cops stop him and they say something in French, and he comes over and he says, "Yes, what can I do for you?" or something, and they're like, "Oh, he speaks the English," and then they do this, like, they do their terrible French American accents, like everyone in the world speaks English, of course, in movies, but they. You know, endow it with this terrible accent, like, really stereotypical. That's probably for the kids. That way they know it's French.
Yeah.
And that way they know it was, you know, all that stuff. So I think that the idea about this movie is that Americans are awesome. And America has a great history, and it's full of treasure.
And treasure.
And hidden things.
Yay.
So anyway, this happened. This turns into this, and they find that there's
the
two
president,
desks.
No.
There's two desks. And the first desk is in Queen Victoria's, you know, in the Buckingham Palace.
Yep.
They go there. They do some tomfoolery to the desk, and they find a piece of some old Indian wood. There's some red wood. And it's got some
carvings
on it. Then they decide, hey, you know where the other one is? It's in the White House.
Yeah.
So they go to the White House, and they get in through trickery.
Yeah, dude.
And then they go to the other
seduction.
desk. Yeah, seduction and trickery. She waves her jumblies in front of
she had
press
heaving
secretary.
Breasts.
She had heaving bosoms, and she waved them in front of the press secretary guy who wanted her. And
Nicolas Cage got so jealous.
He didn't. He didn't seem to care at all. He didn't seem to care at all. And then he basically, they steal, you know, he gets a picture of something. Turns out there's this secret, you know, and the Indian thing out of that desk was taken, but there's a secret stamp. And Riley Poole's like, hey, you know what that secret stamp is? It's in my book. It's the Book of Secrets. It's the stamp for the Book of Secrets that proves, that tells all the crazy secrets that all the presidents
know. Yeah, Area 51.
Yeah.
You want to know who assassinated Kennedy?
Yeah, all that stuff. All that stupid stuff. And then, so they decide, so he goes, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to kidnap the president. And they go, what? Then they're like, I'm
in. He should have said, I'm going to have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
And they just played the first movie over. They could have just gone back to it at that point. Like, they keep getting more preposterous. You're like, if they make a third one, he's like, I'm going to have to set off a nuclear bomb in New York City.
He should kill the president.
Yeah,
the next
I'm going to have to kill the president.
The Book of Secrets will fly out of his head. It's all of
his secrets.
American secrets.
So here's the best part of the movie. They get to Mount Vernon. And first of all, here's how he gets into this secret presidential party.
No. First do the, where they were trying to, the president was having such a hard time booking a hotel.
So the president, is, they're like, you know what, the president needs to host this party. We need to book a hotel. And they're like, oh, wait. They're like, he has like an army of people who like go online booking stuff for him. And they're like, oh, no, we can't book this hotel. It's closed. And the whole time, like, it shows the rest of them. They're all like linked up through their database somehow. Because Riley can hack into anything in the world.
No, that wasn't hacking. They were just booking hotels before the president could book hotels.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure he wasn't like...
No, he was just booking hotels. They were just like... And it's like the president... He's the president.
And the person on the hotel line was like... They're like, yeah, we need to get this four-star hotel. And the guy on the line's like, sorry, man, there's some big like high school reunion going on. They just booked all the... Sorry, man. Sorry, Mr. President.
He's like, I'm the president.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it turns out, like, the only thing left is Mount Vernon.
Mm.
And they're like, damn, all that's left is Mount Vernon, which is, like, the nicest place out of all those. Like, instead of him going to a hotel, it's in Mount Vernon, like, the most historical, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so they get there, and so they have to sneak into the party because it's a very exclusive party. And Thomas Gates scuba dives. He jumps off a boat. Ben Gates scuba dives and jumps off a boat. And gets to the party and peels off the scuba thing, just like in
a movie.
Yeah, which movie? That Schwarzenegger one. True Lies.
True Lies.
Oh, he's got a perfectly dry tuxedo in it.
Yeah.
And what did he say when he took off the tux?
One
of these days I'll be able to wear this tux to a party I'm invited to. And then he goes to the party and he goes straight to the President of the United States.
Yeah.
And he bumps into him, and he goes,
"It's like,
oh, hey, Mr. President." He goes, "Hey, Mr. Gates, I remember when you got all that national treasure from the first movie." And he goes, "Yeah, President, I did." And then he goes, "Hey, you know, I just happened to bring this ancient map of." And then the president goes, "The secret tunnels under Mount Vernon," and he's like, "Damn, how did you know?" And he goes, "And what did he say?"
I was an architectural major, at Yale, Harvard College, Yale.
You majored in architecture at Harvard College, Yale. You got an A. And he, which is completely preposterous, right? And then he's like,
he had to have gone to Yale. The Skull and Bones.
Yeah, right. The Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
He jacked off in a coffin.
Yeah.
And George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush, watched him. So then the president has a mischievous twinkle in his eye. He doesn't have anything else to worry about, like foreign affairs or the economy or anything. He goes, hey, you know what we should totally do? We should go find these secret tunnels. And he goes, can I come with you, Mr. President? He's like, hell yeah, you can. Let's go.
He's like, I'm the president.
I can do whatever I want, man. We can. Let's go. Screw this party. And so they run off, and so they go to the underground tunnel, right? They find it. Or they go into the cellar, and there's Secret Service guys everywhere. Yeah. And he knows, the president knows all the Secret Service guys by name. Hey, Joe. Hey, Tim. And he goes, they go into this tiny thing, and they go, yeah, look, we found this thing that turns it. The president turns over to the Secret Service guy and goes, hey, Tim, listen, me and my buddy here want to be alone in this cramped little stone room. And we're not going to go anywhere, all right? It's really tight and cramped, and there's not enough room for a third person. Yeah. You know? And Tim's like, okay. And so he ducks into there. And then Tim takes a step forward. The president pops out, and he's like, huh? Huh? Tim? Huh? And so Tim, like, backs up. And they go back in there. Because the president doesn't want any Secret Service guys around him.
Yeah.
Next to this crazy treasure hunter. This crazy treasure hunter.
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Who loves America. He loves America, though.
Yeah.
So, turns out that, you know,
You think
Benjamin Gates was there before?
No, man.
Because he knew that they would be able to get into the passage. And I like how everyone else in his crew, Riley Poole and his dad and everything, when he said Mount Vernon, they're like, yeah, that's the one. I'm in. Because they all knew that. Yeah.
There was a tunnel.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So anyway, they get down into the... So
what could go wrong?
They open the door. They get in there. And then... Gates closes it, and the Secret Service goes, oh, damn it, oh, you took the president. And the president goes, are you kidnapping me? And he goes, sorry, Mr. President, it's the only way I could talk to you. And he goes, and so they start walking out there, and he goes, I need the Book of Secrets. You know, like, he's a real good kidnapper because he trapped him in this area. And then he goes, are you kidnapping me? He goes, I don't know what the Book of Secrets is. He's like, all right, man, you can just leave anytime you want, I guess. I'll show you the opening.
Yeah, he's an honorable kidnapper.
And the president realizes he's an honorable kidnapper and goes, you know what? I will divulge this national secret that no one knows about except for presidents of the United States of America. I will tell you.
Because, and he's like, you had this super cool map.
Yeah, and he goes, because you're, you know, maybe you can prove your grandpa, great-grandpa was really a patriot of some sorts, and that would be really cool, you know?
They had a whole talk about, like, Ben Gates was talking about, like, American ideals and stuff, and the president was like,
No one believes in those anymore. And he goes, they want to, Mr. President.
He was like, all right.
He goes, oh, you got me. You totally swayed me. So what happens is he goes, listen, there is Book Secrets. And he gives him like 1,000 numbers to remember. And he doesn't repeat them or anything. He just remembers them. It's he goes, all right. He goes, when you get into the Library of Congress, XY... Or it doesn't even say the Library of Congress. He goes, it's XY247586123947512. And he's like, all right. And he goes, also remember this number, 87219974755.
No, he does say the Library of Congress.
Does he say? Yeah.
Because he's like, Ben Gates is like, where is it? He's like, where else would you keep a book?
A library. Of Congress. Yeah. And then so then he's like, 12, remember this number too, 12799258374688.
And then he goes,
at the very end, he goes, and do one more thing for me. Look on page 47. And this is the thing that pissed Blaine most off about the movie, was page 47. So anyway, he's just told him these 12, he's like, thanks, Mr. President. And then they have another conversation where it would just wipe all those numbers out of his brain in real life because he wouldn't actually remember any of the numbers.
He'd be like, you know, you're going to be charged with kidnapping the president. Right.
And so it turns out this tiny tunnel they walked in actually goes like 40 miles out into the like shrubbery because he's like, there's a highway over there. Instead of saying, you walk up the hill to the house right there, he goes, there's a highway like a mile down the road. And he's like, thanks, man. And the president's like, I hope you find out who, you know, that your grandpa was really a hero and you find the city of gold, because otherwise you're going to prison for life. And he's like, yeah, I know. Because it was that important for this guy to prove that his, you know, how stupid is that? You would go to prison for life just to try to prove that your grandpa wasn't actually like a Confederate. Who cares?
Yeah, because so many people's grandpas didn't want his name to be mud, remember?
Yeah, his name doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't want his name to be mud. They explain that and it's stupid. So they get to the book of the Library of Congress, and he remembers all the numbers.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's some lock, and the book comes out. But the police are heading there. And Harvey Keitel's in the movie, too, by the way. Harvey Keitel. FBI guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like the nicest FBI guy in the world. He's like, Gates, you keep breaking the law, but that's cool. we won't worry about it.
As long as he keeps finding treasure.
Yeah, he keeps finding treasure. like that somehow pardons him from all crime.
Of course it does.
He finds so much treasure. he finds treasure every day of his life. And they're like, well, I guess you get off for beating that whore to death. You found some treasure in her body, inside her head. When you bludgeoned her head open, there was lots of treasure in there. It turns out that, and the whole time, Ed Harris, who, like, they hacked into his cell phone using non-existent technology.
Fuck that.
In technology that, like, they knock out his grandpa, or his dad, and they take his cell phone, and they do something where it, like, copies it.
They clone his cell phone.
So they can listen to every single thing that happens and get all his text messages and stuff. And you notice every time a text message was sent, they were already in the car, like, driving, and he's like, there it is, like, go. Right.
They never stop.
And then they get to... they decide that where they have to go is like North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever Mount Rushmore is, one of the Dakotas.
Mount Rushmore was just a way.
Yeah.
What was it? It was like a. So they couldn't identify it, like
it
the
was,
landmarks.
It was like. They made it there to deface the actual Indian landmarks that showed where the city of gold was.
Yeah, nobody could find it.
So they get to the city of gold. They go to Mount Rushmore. They find some secret passage, and there's like 12 of them, and they're all like one big happy family. Even though Wilkinson is there with them, and he
it's
has a
so
gun.
So weird how Wilkinson like
he keeps like being buddy buddy with them, like, and then the next scene he's like, "Get out of my way!"
I know. It's like, what the fuck?
And then they have to like, so they go down to this thing and they get separated, and the old people go one way and they rekindle their lost love
because
it's the mom and dad that were separated.
And they're old.
They love kissing. That was so gross. That was disgusting. Helen Mirren I can stand, but John Voight looks like he's 1,000 right now. So they go to, they all split up, and there's, like, water everywhere.
Yeah.
And they have to stand on some, like, teeter-totter thing. And some they jump bullshit. Up onto some rope swing, and they go up the rope swing, and there's gold. And they get into Gold
City. How complicated would it for, like, an Indian tribe to get into their, you know, their own city of gold? They'd have to go through, like, all these little, like, traps.
You think they would just, like... Put some leaves over, like have a door, and like put some leaves over the door so no one could see it. And then like, anyway, so they get to the city of gold, and they're like, yeah, this proves everything. It proves that all, like, that his grandpa was, it somehow, well, because his grandpa said, his great-grandpa had said that, you know, claimed that it was they never actually explained how them finding this.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't really.
Prove something. Just because his grandpa said that he believed it?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
I don't know. Whatever.
And so anyway, that proved that, and Wilkinson knew that he wasn't actually a conspirator. He just used that to try to get them to take him because he had a secret motivation. He had a secret motivation this whole time, Wilkinson did.
And it's not really that much of a motivation.
Yeah, because he wanted the treasure and he wanted his name. Like
to go down in history.
His history as someone who found some treasure.
Yeah.
The idea that in the year 2008 there's movies about people finding treasure are still around. Completely just like...
I mean, I like those kind of movies, but, they're fun. Yeah. But
it is pretty fun. There's this new game for PS3 called Drake's. We talked
Drake's,
about this.
Drake's Fortune or something?
Drake's Fortune. And they say that game is basically, it's this guy's a treasure hunter, like Thomas Gates or Bill Gates.
Or Bob Indiana Gates. Jones.
Yeah, one of those guys. Except for they say in the game, you don't actually find any treasure. You come to sites where there's supposed to be treasure, and there's already groups of guys
there's
there.
There's like archaeologists.
Yeah, there's archaeologists and their Mexican like help there. And you murder them. Drake murders them all, shoots them all to death, and takes the treasure. And he goes from one site to another, murdering everyone. And he's a mass murderer taking treasure. And he wisecracking the whole time because he has no soul and he doesn't care about taking human life. I think I really want to play that game after one.
You can't, though. It's PS3.
So they get to the City of Gold. Wilkinson ends up sacrificing himself for them.
Which he would never do.
He's like, just promise me, you know, that you'll say that I found this City of Gold with you. And that's good enough. I can go ahead and die. I don't care. And
bullshit.
So he dies, and they get out of the City of Gold, and the FBI is there. And they take him straight to the president, and he goes... So you guys found the City of Gold. They're like, you're all pardoned because you didn't actually kidnap me. We just got locked behind the door and
he was
just
like,
having a walk.
You
in the
actually
secret trail.
Saved my life.
You saved my life. That's what I remember. And he's
and
like,
then the
thanks,
secret,
Mr. President.
The Secret
lying.
Service guy is like, yep.
He goes,
right,
I remember
Mr.
that
President.
Too. I remember. And so then he goes, your names will all go down in history as the finder of this massive city of lost gold, and he goes. And then Nicolas Cage goes, and Wilkinson also. And he goes,
he was like, really?
He goes, really? And he goes, yes, it's true. like they had to put that line in there. Like, true. Like the president didn't believe him. Like he made somebody up.
I'm not lying.
Like,
he didn't try and kill us.
He made up an imaginary friend that also found it. And he goes, really? This imaginary friend who isn't with you now also helped you find this city of gold?
He's
and he goes,
hero.
It's true, Mr. President. Why would I lie about this guy named Wilkinson?
He's like, come on, you've known me for how long?
You've known me ever since I kidnapped you. Why would I lie to you now?
They've got a history.
Who are you going to trust, man? The guy who kidnapped you? So,
and you can't forget the end where Riley
yeah,
Poole.
This is great. So anyway, they all get their millions of dollars back, hopefully. I don't know. So Riley's walking down the street to his house, which he lives in like a tiny Boston apartment on the side mm-hmm. of the road. And he walks past a red Ferrari. Then he's like, does a double take walk back, like, whoa, there's a red Ferrari. And so this red Ferrari's parked on a Boston street, right?
Yeah.
Parked there on the street. And tucked under the windshield wiper is an envelope that says, Riley Poole. And it's like a bulky envelope.
Yeah.
Turns out it has the Ferrari key in it. And a note from the president.
The desk of the president.
Yeah, and he's like, and it says tax free. And he's like, yeah, I don't have to pay $6 million in taxes. And so he drives his car. Well, first he smashes it into something because he's a retard. Here's one thing that bothered me. Riley's the computer hacker genius. Mm-hmm. And in one part, Gates goes, hey, can you hack into London police mainframe database and get that picture that we just took from the red light? And he goes, yeah, of course I can. And he goes, what, you can't? And he goes, no, I just don't, of course I can, but I just don't like when you assume that I can. And then the girl's like, exactly, that's why I, you know, wanted to break up with him.
Yep.
So he's this super hacker who can do that. He can mm-hmm. he can hack into anything in the world, which is so dumb. I hate when they do
that. What do you mean? He didn't even need an internet connection to do
it. He was using like a cell phone.
No, he had a laptop, but like, it's like, I think London must have like the largest like Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah,
in the world.
I know. That's true. Yeah.
I was like, oh, he must be connecting to the government's secret internet airway satellite.
Here's the thing that bothered me about him. He was the super, super genius guy, and yet he's a complete and utter retard. Because every time someone says something obvious, like, he's been a treasure hunter with them, right?
Yeah.
He's already treasure hunted mm-hmm. with them in a previous movie. Mm-hmm. Yet every time all three of them, the dad, the girlfriend, and Gates are like, oh, it's that guy,
He's like, oh,
and he's like, right, right. And he goes, wait, who is he again? I don't know. And then, like, he does that,
like
15 times
in
the movie.
A G-shucks kind of.
He does that, He does that, like, 15 times in the movie. And then this is the worst part. They're in England.
Yeah.
You know? some guys are coming after them with guns. And they come up to their car.
I'll drive.
And he goes, I'll drive. And they don't, none of them say, like, okay, or no. And he jumps in the left side of the car, and he puts his hands up, like gripping something, but there's nothing there. And then he looks down, there's no steering wheel. And he's like, and it turns out that in England, you drive on the right side of the car. And he's like, damn it! Like, you know, how stupid do you have to be? So at the end of the movie, there's credits.
Yeah. There might have been a page 47.
This is what bothered Blaine. Explain what bothered you. So they meet the president at the end, and he goes, I forgive you for kidnapping me. Thanks for finding the city of gold. Then he takes Ben Gates aside. What does he say?
He was like, did you read on page 47? He was like, yeah, life-changing.
And he goes, you think you can help me out with that? And he's like, I think I can. Then he's like, yes. And then they walk away and like talk in hushed tones. And then Blaine was like, what the fuck is on page 47? What is it? What's on page 47? I want to know. So we almost stayed through the entire interminable credits that probably went on for like eight and a half minutes. But we ended up not doing it. But we wanted to because Blaine was like, what if it tells what's on page 47? Because apparently, what would it be?
It was like a red herring kind of thing.
Yeah, what would it be?
I don't know. That's what
because
pisses me
off. Well, here's the thing. They already explained some things in the book. Who killed JFK?
Yeah.
They don't say it in the movie. But
they say Area 51.
But, he's looking at it in the library. He's like, And Riley goes, oh, it's the he'll kill JFK.
Area 51.
And he goes, he's like, no, we're not looking for that. And he's like, oh, Area 51. He's like, oh, we're not looking at that. And he's like, oh. And then, you know, like, what else is in there?
I don't know. I there are a lot of pages.
There's probably the moon landing. Like,
yeah, oh, it's a hoax.
So what is page 47? What could be on there about America that would be so devastating and, like, seriously, or, like, world-changing, life-affirming, whatever he said it was.
And why would the president need help with it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Had to be something pretty recent, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
that was annoying. You know what? Another annoying thing.
It was probably the most preposterous movie I've ever seen. just because of the president alone wanting to like jump down into some tunnel like, with some crazy balding guy.
Yeah, it's like a workman's hat and a light on. It said "Mr. President."
Mr. President. What were you just gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say. You know how, like, they always, like, when they went to Buckingham Palace,
yeah,
and they had to do the desk thing,
yeah,
like, all the, like, combination things,
are
they're
so
like,
simple.
They're, it's not that they're simple, but they're so easy, like, if, even if you didn't know anything, it's like you can break it apart.
It's a desk.
I know. It's not like, you know, and, like, even, it's ridiculous that, like where they put the Book of Secrets.
Yeah.
It's in the Library
it's
of
in
Congress.
In the library, like in a bookshelf.
I mean, they...
It's got a secret passage that kind of pops open, but a little
no,
secret...
They
like,
make like a point that it's in a secret room that he had to type, you know, a code in, but the fact that like it was like a master lock on the Book of Secrets, it was like, what? That shit should be in like a vault.
Right. It totally should have been in a vault. I think you're right.
So where do you put a book? In a library.
In a library, of course. Not in a vault.
Not in a vault.
Where do you put a book with national secrets that may change the world in it? In a library. What if they went to the counter and they're like, Book of Secrets, please? And they're like, it's right there. So it was a really bad movie. And I think I really liked it. What's your call?
Agreed. I did enjoy it. It was hilarious.
What do you think a third National Treasure movie could be about?
I want it to be about, Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Yep. Actually, that wouldn't have to do with America, would it?
No.
It's kind
Somebody
of on the
coast. Said that in one part of the movie.
Maybe the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, and it turns out maybe page 47 was the Bermuda Triangle.
Dude,
this huge, and Atlantis
sunken ships could be carrying, like, bullion and whatnots. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about page 47 now?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about...
Listen to me.
In
page
the Bermuda
47,
Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle is over Atlantis. And in Atlantis, there's a city of gold.
Of course.
There's always just gold. When they get there, like... That's the dumbest thing about these movies is, like in Goonies,
mm-hmm.
you know, like...
Hey, they could do with the Goonies.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, people... You find gems and stuff in real life. Like if you found like a bunch of diamonds,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't get that much money for it. You get like a few $1,000s for it, probably. Like diamonds mm-hmm. aren't like you don't get like a pick up a diamond and it's worth $18 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
You have
it's
to
not
cut
like
it
that.
And whatnot.
So in Goonies, like they get away with like a handful of really like fake looking gems.
They're like, we can buy our house
like,
back.
Yeah, we can buy the whole neighborhood. Yeah, but it's like $10,000 worth of gems that were in
Chunk's belly. Or
was it
whatever?
In Chunk? No, it was in the Asian kid's.
Yeah.
Pocket or something like that, or maybe it was in
no, but
Sam,
they,
it was
they
in,
did
have
the
Samwise Gamgee.
They
have
the ship, I think, right?
Well, the ship floats into the ocean
know,
and disappears into the fog, and they never find
I
it.
I assume that they get it.
Yeah, but who gets it?
The kids. Because
why do the
they
kids
found
get
it?
The ship?
Because they're descendants.
It's in international waters. When they get it, it's in international waters.
All right. I'll
so who claims it? Who salvages
know.
The ship and claims
Since
all of
it's in international waters.
One-Eyed Willie's gold.
what I was trying to say when I said Riley is when they're at the party, he, you know, finally gets the girl.
Yeah.
She was like, she's like, you're that one guy that found
really
the treasure.
Party. They were just there unearthing the city of gold, and he happened to be there.
Yeah.
And she goes, you're that one guy. And he goes, no, I'm
He's
not,
like, no, I'm not Ben,
Ben
Gates.
Gates. And she's like, no, Riley Poole, I want to suck your dick. And he's like,
damn.
And then he dropped his stuff, and he was like, oh.
Yeah, he dropped his stuff.